You could say we had a bit of an aha moment today.
This is how it ends, each on our own.
That is the Norwegian band A-ha, and it's a song from a new album they released today called Cast in Steel. It's their 10th studio album, and it is a perfectly nice song, but we couldn't even finish listening to it before searching for this. And that is A-ha's mega, mega hit, Take On Me, something our NPR A-ha correspondent can never get enough of. Stephen Thompson joins me in the studio. Hey, Stephen.
It is so great to be here for such a momentous occasion.
This song, we all thought immediately, oh man, we love this song, and I'm not quite sure why we love this song.
Well, this song has been in our blood and in our hearts.
Is it just because we're a certain age?
I think part of it is that we're a certain age. I certainly would not care to guess your age, Rachel, but I am 43.
Zip lip.
Which means that I was 13 when this record came out roughly exactly 30 years ago. And it has never really left the way some songs do. And it has kept percolating, in part due to this incredible video that it had, which we'll get to in a second, but in part because it keeps getting sampled and because that little synth line is just, it's etched into each individual strand of our DNA.
I love that synth line, but I would be remiss if I didn't point out my favorite part of this song. I can't come up with a technical term, but it builds, and then it's the...
I cannot tell you how many times I have heard Rachel Martin in the minutes and hours leading up to this interview.
There it is! This is a song, of course, we mentioned it was accompanied by this video that at the time was really revolutionary.
Yeah, they used this rotoscoping technique in animation, and they interspersed this line-drawn animation with video and have them overlap. So it's a woman reading a comic book in a diner, and the lead singer is in the comic book, and she gets pulled in. And there are all these little techniques they use to kind of go back and forth between line-drawn animation and real life. And it's so cool. It still looks neat. Yeah, the hairstyles are still the 80s, but it's I love it.
Plus, who doesn't want to get drawn into the world of a comic book with a hot guy?
It's you know, when I was 13, I wanted to look like Morten Harkett more than I wanted to look like anyone else. I think I still do.
Lastly, we love this song. We love these riffs in these songs, but other people have used these. The legacy is long.
Yeah, just like 2 years ago, Pitbull and Christina Aguilera had a top 10 hit with a song built around that same synth line. And what I have found, one of the things that makes this song eternal for me, is that every time I drop my iPod in my bag and it starts playing my playlist from the beginning, this is the first song.
Aha!
This song, I don't know if they thought of this at the time, but their name, the way it's punctuated, A-H-A, means it is almost always the first song in your iTunes playlist.
Very smart of them. NPR music editor Stephen Thompson and A-ha lover. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Rachel.